The Corolla Drinks Wine Club is back, offering you the best deals on 3, 6, and 12 packs of Mangria. Aside from discounts on each and every bottle, with a 3-pack, you'll get a custom actual chicken shit ticket signed by the Ace Man himself. With a 6-pack, you'll get the signed ticket, plus an exclusive shirt with every shipment only available to Wine Club members. We'll kick it off with the Ace Man's definitive Taco Rankings t-shirt designed by Corolla on paper. And with the 12-pack, you'll get the ticket, 3 custom shirts, plus a special invitation for you and a guest to the Corolla Family Summer Barbecue, held at our studio and hosted by Lynette and Adam. You'll eat incredible food, meet Adam, Brian, Gina, myself, and the lackeys, and get a tour of the ACS studio. Plus, you'll get to see each and every one of Ace's cars, including the magical 935. It all goes down June 22nd and is only for you beautiful 12-pack members. So head to CorollaDrinks.com and pick your tier today. Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Corolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a judgment. Mindy, get it on. Dr. Drew, board-certified. What's going on there, Drewski?
Looking for a picture. I swear I sent it to Gary in anticipation of the show today. I must have not.
I've got it.
I want to thank tryvitalife.com/ADS, lifelock.com, promo code Adam, truecar.com for sponsoring the show.
There's the picture I sent Gary for you.
Watch.
That's important.
For people walking on all roadways.
Now that's important information for us to have blasted all over the freeway.
It's on a freeway, electronic freeway sign. Yeah, I've done many an hour on the freeway sign. I think that okay, Drew.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I felt the same way when I got hold of my first microphone, when I first kind of got into radio. You know, I used to think about it in terms of the morning show. Mm-hmm. When I did a morning show, but I always had this thought, which is, we're sitting here in this little sleepy studio, wherever it was at the time, windowless often, and it's early and there's a mic and you're talking, and sometimes I would talk to the guest or the whomever, and I kind of realized they were sort of half checked out, you know what I mean? Like, what's been going on with you? And you just go, this and that. You know, it's just kind of stuff where they go, I'd go, oh, you got a tattoo? Where'd you get your tattoo? And they'd point at their thigh. Say on your thigh. It's a fucking radio. You're pointing at your thigh. Although that's not beyond you, Drew.
Wasn't your first guest on Love Line that guy from Blur or was it Mike?
Psycho Mike, yeah. Or whatever, the worst guy in the world. Oh. Anyway. So, no, what I'm saying is here's what I said to everybody, or here's the way I thought of it. Here's how I thought of this. If you had a microphone and, we were number one in Vegas and number one in Seattle, number one in Portland, whatever, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, people in their cars, at their home, getting dressed. I said, what's a Rose Bowl hold? 100,000? Okay, what if you daisy chained 5 of them together, and then I gave you a microphone? Would you go, my tattoo, it's here? Or would you fucking stand up and talk, or put something together, get it together? You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So my thing was, I always picture talking to a whole bunch of Rose Bowls, mm-hmm. not some fucking putz with a receding hairline in a windowless room, because that's what these guys are so reptilian in their thinking, that's like, to them it's like, I'm just talking to you.
Yeah.
They don't know it's getting fucking beamed up and going to millions of people's cars.
Yes.
And so I always thought, why would you squander that? Why would you be so flippant about it? Or just neither here nor there. And as I see these freeway signs, I think the same way. We have giant electric signs that Pepsi would pay us hundreds of millions of dollars annually to put their logo on. Mm-hmm. And we just say, what we do is, it, I was laughing about on ACS, which is like, we'll do like five dodos. They'll get in a room and they'll go, what's going on? And they go, the new Star Wars movie. Oh, okay. Buckle that seatbelt and let the force be with you. Oh, okay. That's it. Write that down. Write that zero burger down. Write that nothing down. Write that fucking zilch down. And people send them to me from all over the country. Dumbo. I saw an expose on it once. It's just
really.
It's like, remember you're a kid and your parents had friends and they weren't fucking funny.
Yeah.
Picture them but fatter, sitting in a room going, Let's see, Easter egg hunt. What rhymes with hunt? Let's see, hunt. Don't hunt for your lap belt. Get those. Want a real Easter egg? Get yourself a. Don't text it. What rhymes with Easter and text? Can't text on Easter, huh? That's all they do. That's all it is. And it's like, all right. So this is what we've chosen to do with this sign that millions and millions and millions of people see on an annual basis. Hmm. Nothing. Hmm. Say nothing. Keep your eyes open for people walking. Doesn't mean anything.
No.
It means nothing because that's built in.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it.
I was thinking of you this morning, though. I heard some traffic reports. This was awesome. Possum, hawk, mattress. All three in lanes.
Wow.
Only in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Only in Los Angeles. I challenge any other city on earth. Maybe the hawk, maybe the possum, mattress in lanes. Couch in lanes.
Always crack. It's insane what we do in a world where there's so much that could be dispensed and how we just choose to throw everything away.
Yeah.
Do you know what a massive difference it would make if everyone just properly inflated their car tires? We would save 200 million gallons of fuel every year.
In a weird way, that's a metaphor for just consciousness, like awareness. If people were just aware. Think about how great this planet would be if people just had awareness all the time.
I think my feeling is I believe the government or the city or whomever it be has sort of contempt for its citizens because
that must be the way they're treating us.
Something could be passed along that would benefit people.
No.
And yet they don't.
No. Have you seen the road diets on Venice and now the emergency vehicles can't get through?
Road diets?
Or you don't know about this?
You're talking about like bike lanes?
Oh, worse than that. They're just arbitrarily shrinking, taking lanes away.
Road diets.
Well, you don't know about this?
Dude, no.
It's beyond. I have a video of an emergency vehicle trying to get through. Hold on here. You're going to love this.
You're going to make a great elderly person.
Going to love it.
You're going to be walking around taking pictures and videos of it. That's true. This is your entire career right here. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Your mind is going to be blown. I don't have it.
That's a shame.
Anyway, you want to just point at your thigh? Where's your tattoo?
God damn it.
All right, I'm talking to Adrian.
All right.
Adrian?
What's up, Adam?
What's going on, man?
Hey, not much. Just had a quick aside for you. Actually, two real quick ones. UDOT here is pretty notorious for some funny freeway messages, and the one that was up yesterday said half and half is for coffee, pick a lane. And I enjoyed it because there are plenty of people here who like to play Pac-Man with their cars and just eat those little lines.
I got no problem with the signal or pick a lane or don't text and drive. I have a huge problem with click it or ticket because there is 0% of the population that affects.
But he's from Salt Lake City. Big, beautiful, wide, clean boulevards and flags on each intersection, on each corner. Remember that?
I do. I think of it as more from Kirkwood, Washington, but yes.
And Adam couldn't believe, could not believe that you guys have pedestrian flags and box in essentially PVC pipe on every corner.
Right. Yeah. So that everyone can be safe crossing. But we do
one
of the scourge of my existence as a commuter is we have really shitty air here, and they're always telling you to combine trips and to drive less. And yet they don't do anything for public transit. So it's just drive less, people. Well, we don't really have another fucking option. So thanks for the suggestion.
So, you got a question about a documentary?
Yeah. So there was a documentary on Netflix I watched recently. I'm a pretty big hypochondriac and full of anxiety, but I've been off my benzo since December 15th.
Good.
I've been watching this, I watched it, and it's called The Root Cause. And it talks about how there's all these doctors and dentists saying how root canals are basically the cause of everybody's suffering because it's the only procedure where you would leave something dead in the body. And they talk about how there's a statistic of like 98% of women at this particular facility who had breast cancer, the side that had the breast cancer also had a root canal on that side of the mouth. And they're talking about how they start getting into the electricity and how the canals are now blocked by these posts.
That is, that's beyond,
I'm like, oh, well, is this where all of my...
Beyond ridiculous. Beyond.
You don't buy any of it.
Huh. I mean, I like the thinking about infection left behind and the possible immune reaction, and maybe it can make you give you some fatigue and that kind of thing. But in terms of laterality, in other words, on one side of the body, you have an infection, therefore it can cause cancer. No, that somebody doesn't understand biology.
And that's hokum.
And I was saying this today to somebody, like, I can't stand how people don't understand biology. Listen to this. We have billions and billions of neurons in our brain. We have billions and billions of glial cells that hold the neurons together that also have functions that we don't fully understand. One neuron. One of the billions and billions of neurons is so complex, we are unable to really explain it. It's a metabolic cell, and it has a electrochemical gradient across the cell membrane that causes it fires action potentials at a certain rate, and occasionally they start getting different rates from inputs from other cells. Mm-hmm. It sends that electrical charge down to the end, the tips, the synaptic tips. Those synapses change. There's messenger RNA down there that change the metabolism in the tip of the cell, and some changing
that's
in the wiring.
Synaptic tip?
Synaptic, yeah, the synapse at the end. But the RNA is changing the proteins that are manufactured down there. That can change the connections of the synapses. It can change how the synapses behave. It's spectacularly complex. One neuron, of which there are billions. And people think they can just explain things as complex as nutrition. It's like trying to explain a cloud. I mean, these are just giant probability equations that sort of go in a certain direction. It's not like a light switch, and it's not like a pathway, and it's not like a narrative. It's just these scatters of probabilities and sort of end up in sort of generally in one direction. That's what biology is. Now, why did I bring that up? Oh, he's talking about laterality and breast cancer. Something as fantastically complex as that. No. No way.
Well, we are – I don't want to call us superstitious natives.
We are. I want to get into that. That's what I want to talk about.
All right.
First, I'm going to tell you about Vitalife. Now, you've heard about CBD. It's part of the cannabis plant. It's everywhere. And you can enjoy the CBD and the benefits of the cannabis without the high with Vitalife. The full-spectrum CBD can help with pain management, stress, anxiety, even help you get a better night's sleep. This has been reported anecdotally. It has not been proven scientifically. But a lot of people are reporting some really good results with CBD. It's conveniently delivered to your home. Vitalife CBD oil can be taken directly into your tongue or mixed with your morning coffee or juice. Made with the highest quality CBD, it's vegan, sugar-free, gluten-free, alcohol-free. Feel better, no hangover, high, or addiction. Though again, if you have addiction, the school's out on whether you should be taking CBD. No prescription is needed. Ships to all 50 states. Full money-back guarantee, and if you don't love it, you do not pay. Right, Matt?
That's right. If you're interested in learning more and want $25 off your first order, visit tryvitalife.com/ADS. That's tryvitalife.com/ADS for $25 off your first order. That's a huge savings, and the discount will automatically be applied at checkout at tryvitalife.com/ADS. Feel your best every day with Vitalife. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration.
All right.
So we've become more narcissistic, right? And by narcissistic, I don't just mean self-preoccupied. I don't mean egoistic. I mean we've had a lot of adverse childhood experiences, so we didn't get the nourishment we needed emotionally. So we sort of pull into ourselves and protect ourselves.
Uh-huh.
We also don't have a strong connection to our emotional, our primary spontaneous emotions. We sort of go to the world to get what we need to feel okay, because we're kind of disconnected from ourselves. And one of the – that's what narcissism is. We sort of pump ourselves up with good things in the world, good things from the world, good things from other people to make us feel better, because inside we feel kind of small and disconnected or empty because we didn't get the feeding, the nourishment emotionally we needed when we were younger. Things like divorce, witnessing domestic violence. There's some new data on that shows that it's fantastically – it's almost as bad as being the object of violence, watching domestic violence.
I would assume that being a young person and watching your mom being assaulted by her dad would in many ways be worse than being assaulted.
Yeah.
Because when you're being assaulted, you're basically just in a rollover car accident. You're not even – I don't even know what you're thinking. You're just rolling in this car. You know what
but
I mean?
When you're watching, you're helpless and out of body almost watching this thing.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
I think it in a weird way would transcend the physical part of what's happening to you, because and also if you sort of distill the physical part of the whooping, the beating, the whatever, the violence, it's rarely like broken bones and black eyes. It's a beating or whatever. It's a switch or whatever. Your brain is in fight or flight or whatever. Watching it being perpetrated on your mom would be unbelievable.
So we have all this injury, and these are called narcissistic injuries. So now we've had this spectacular sort of development of narcissism, and I've seen the turn. I've seen us developing it. And the liability of the narcissism is we project things out into the world. We think we see stuff in other people that really belong to us. We have lots of envy, so we have to bring people down if they make us feel diminished in any way, and lots of unregulated aggression. And one of the things that people do when they have envy and unregulated aggression in a group, because they could act it out on each other, there's like this constant potential for people to start just warring with each other. They will have a tendency anthropologically to focus their aggression and envy outside on one. So the mob will gather together and scapegoat one person or one thing. And they usually have to destroy it in order to discharge their aggression so they don't turn it on each other. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And we're going – and all the things you see now about people being demanded that they lose their job on Twitter and this kind of stuff, this is that scapegoating mechanism that people are acting out. It's very dangerous. And to allow it and reinforce it, it's extremely problematic. I mean, we should be saying, hey, first thing is we're not listening to the mob. We're going to not fire this person. We're going to evaluate this. And not your business. Stay out of it.
Well, what I never get with the narcissism is I like to think of myself as a narcissist who doesn't want to waste time. I mean, it's my time. You don't
have envy.
I don't.
Do you? You don't envy other people. I've never heard you express really envy. You don't go, look at that guy. Got to knock him down. He's not. You know what I mean? You might be jealous and go, God damn, I wish I had that. And you'd work hard to try to get it.
Yeah, you don't think I have envy.
Do you?
I don't know.
I don't think so. You don't have anything.
I don't think it doesn't come up. I assume whatever anyone has, they have. And then whatever I have, I have.
Yeah.
And then I can work harder and get more, work less and have less.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of way I look at it. I had somebody tweeted me something about, you know, self-esteem, and you know, you say you have no self-esteem, but you're low self-esteem, and you tell everyone this, you know this, and you know that, and you know everything else.
That has nothing to do with your esteem.
Yeah, I said, look, there's stuff I know, and then there's stuff I don't know, and if you want to talk to me about hanging a door, I'll tell you a lot, and then if you want to talk to me about putting an app on my phone, I'll hand it to Gary and tell him to do it because I don't know anything. But
none of that is esteem related, though.
I don't know. Here was my answer. Drew can read.
I have no built-in self-esteem. I have things I know how to do and things I have learned, and I trust my experience. Ask me about door hanging, I will tell you I'm an expert. Ask me how to turn on your cell phone, I will tell you I'm an idiot.
Yeah. So there's stuff I'm good at.
Wait. She was. Lindley was saying, Adam Carolla, wait. I'm always right. Don't do your best. Do my best. Everyone listen to me. I'm an expert. Why don't people ask for my advice? I know everything. I have a crystal brain. None of that is esteem-related stuff.
It isn't?
I don't think so.
That guy sounds like a pompous ass.
Oh, that's for sure. But I wouldn't say that's necessarily somebody that thinks a lot of themselves because you're complaining that no one values any of that. You, even in spite of you sort of knowing that you know it.
Well, if you break it down, I'm always right. That's in the context of I don't pipe up unless I am right. So I have a high batting average of being right. Famously, as Lynette famously said years ago, why do you win every argument? I just said because I don't argue unless I'm right. So if you live a life where you just get dealt hands, you're playing blackjack.
Yeah.
I'm sitting at the blackjack table and you deal me a 3 and a 10 and the dealer's got a king showing, I just fold.
You're not betting. Yeah.
I don't get into it. Yeah. I just fold if I'm moving on. But if I got a couple aces, I'll split them. Like then I so you can go like, how come you win so much? It's like, because I don't bet. I don't get into it if I'm not really.
High probability.
Well, probably means I don't know everything, so I'm not going to say until I find out. Don't do your best, do my best. Well, that's kind of a joke, but it's inspired by young Matt over there. Told me he did his best. but there's something behind it. Everyone listen to me. I'm an expert. Yeah, only on certain things. Why don't more people ask my advice? That I do believe very strongly. I've always been very interested in other people and how they got where they are and things of that nature. And I am disappointed and surprised that very rarely do people ask me. Like,
I'm trying to explain and figure out how to explain to people that's not an esteem thing.
I don't know.
I mean, you can have low self-esteem, accomplished a lot, wonder why people don't want to know how you accomplish that, and still not speak up about it, not really feel worthy of anything, and still wonder why people don't query it to figure it out for themselves, right?
I am surprised, especially when I think it would benefit them.
Yeah.
I have a crystal brain is the next one is what I yelled at what the fuck is her
You
name?
Did it here for me.
Gloria Allred.
Gloria Allred, yeah. Well, that's just because she was being – look, there's nothing – there's no greater definition of stupid or liar than Gloria Allred explaining that Michael Richards dropping 1,000 N-bombs on the stage of the Laugh Factory is going to help his career.
What?
Seriously?
Huh?
You haven't heard this?
No, that glorious –
You want me to play on the audio? I'm not trying to be like a jerk or anything. I'm genuinely surprised.
Just tell me. Gloria Allred.
Gloria Allred came on Adam's radio show as a representative of the black people in the crowd who were trying to get damages off of Michael Richards and said that this publicity that he was getting for that set might boost his career.
I did not know about that. That's crazy.
I'd argue you did know about it.
No. I've never heard that. No.
I find that hard to believe.
No. Sorry.
I believe you believe it.
We all believe you believe it. And we believe you could have been texting your wife while I was playing.
Gloria Allred came on your radio show and made that case. That's crazy to me.
Well, it sounds insane. That's why I don't. It's cognitive dissonance here. Oh, you're just not believing it because you can't believe a woman would be that fucking stupid, or that woman would be that stupid, or that big a liar.
Yeah.
Stupid or liar.
Yeah.
Now, she said, I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know.
Is that where the crystal brain thing came from way back then?
Yes. I said I have a crystal brain.
That's hysterical.
But to be fair, that was just a turn of phrase. You don't need a crystal brain to know this is going to destroy the guy's career. Go ahead. Well, now you brought it on yourself, Drew.
All right.
I am going to answer, if you will answer my question. I do think it was wrong what he did.
But you don't think he should suffer a consequence?
I don't necessarily say he shouldn't. He will and has.
Like what? How has he been punished?
Well, first off, we're talking about what a jackass he is on a national radio show.
That's enough.
Well, some would say it's the ultimate in a certain sense.
Well, I don't know, and I'll tell you why.
Is giving away money the ultimate punishment? Isn't your name being tarnished the ultimate punishment?
Let me address your issue.
Yes.
That if he's talked about, that's punishment enough. For some people, that enhances their career if they're celebrities. The name recognition alone now is a lot bigger and broader and wider than ever before, and maybe it will actually result, as it did for Hugh Grant, in a lot more career opportunities.
Well, Hugh Grant had an established film career. That's a poor example of somebody whose career was moved along by being with a transvestite.
I'm saying there's some people who have come back strong from what appears to be a scandalous situation. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Well, yeah, it's possible, but I think if you asked Michael Richards whether he prefer, or Michael Richards' representation, his publicist or his agents, whether they prefer this incident happen or not, they would have, of course, say no.
Well, that's not the question of whether they would prefer it happen. The question is, will it enhance his career?
No.
And we don't know the answer to that.
Yes,
yet.
We do.
You're
the answer is no.
No, because you've got a crystal ball that I don't have.
No, I have a crystal brain that thinks logically.
Well, you don't. You really don't know.
I really don't know. But, I had a gourd that got into trouble with the law, I would not let her represent the gourd in a courtroom. She's that bad.
She's arguing, but to me,
she's an imbecile. But here's my point. Drew, why are people willing to show their imbecilic hands that way? You are saying, if you're Gloria Allred, by the way, it's been 12 years, he's not been able to work. If you're Gloria Allred, you're essentially saying, I will say on national radio that I'm either a fucking liar or I'm an imbecile. Like, I need to be stripped of any accreditation.
I have another take on the whole thing, which is, it was quainter times when people did not understand that there'd be total devastation when the mob got done to people.
Oh, shut up, Drew.
No.
You see what Drew just did there?
Oh, no. I'm not diminishing.
No, it wasn't quainter times. Everyone knew his life and career was over when he said it.
I agree with that too.
Okay,
but it is the fact that anybody could even.
She didn't think that. She wanted fucking money.
All right.
She didn't think anything, Drew. Right. She's lied and wants money.
Fair enough.
And she made the mistake of saying to me, "Well, you don't know that." And by the way, when you argue with people, please do it the way I just did it. When she went like, "You or I don't know," I said, "I do." No, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. I didn't go along with, okay, well, we'll have to, you call back in 5 years and we'll see what's going on with Michael Richards' career. Now, I told that nutty bitch she was wrong the second she said it. She kept going, well, you don't know. Of course I know. There's only one way I wouldn't know. No, sorry, two ways I wouldn't know. If I was stupid or a liar. Those are the only two people who don't know. Everybody else knows that dropping 150 N-bombs on a stage as a white dude who's in a sitcom is going to deeply damage your career. Deeply.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that.
Yes.
Because why, Drew?
You have a crystal brain.
No.
Oh.
Two options.
Stupid or liar.
And I'm not either one.
And you're not either one, right.
Well, she must be one. I'll pay her this compliment. Maybe she's half stupid and half liar.
Ooh.
Either way.
Oh, it's a new mix.
A yin and a yang.
Like the real
three of stupid and liar.
All three of us like, a new category.
Now, there's no way someone is that stupid. She obviously wants money. But here's the thing. Why is she willing to let us know how stupid she is or what a liar she is? That's what I don't get. All right. Tell you about LifeLock. Drew, don't tell me I haven't heard that stupid thing.
I've never heard that. Swear to God. There's no way. I would remember that. Adam, I don't remember that.
You guys, you know how we talk privately about like how nuts Drew is and how like I'm really kind of the sane one and the smart one and all that kind of stuff? This is my low self-esteem coming through again. Let's have one of those. Not tonight, but like maybe tomorrow about Drew. Yeah. We do. We get together and we go, you know, Drew. And I go, I know.
Good luck. Christ,
what's up with that guy? It's kind of like the guy in your office you think is gay, but you don't want to say anything. We do that about you and your intelligence. I'm like, can't believe it, right? Yeah, yeah, that's true. But we wouldn't do it in front of you.
Good.
Okay.
That's nice.
Where was I? LifeLock. Oh, a security breach occurs when an intruder gains unauthorized access to protected systems and data. Cyber criminals bypass security mechanisms to reach restricted areas. As a consumer, you need to watch out for cyber threats because there's so many ways cyber criminals out there can take what's yours. Good thing there's a LifeLock identity theft protection. Adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. They are the best. They are the industry standard. It is 2019, people. We need to protect our identity, and we do it with LifeLock. If there's a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it, but you won't have a problem. You got LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code Adam for an additional 10% off your first year. That is promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for an extra 10% off.
But the interesting thing to me, and this is an old school thing that we're talking about, which is, you know, I'm sure Michael Richards has funny money from the sitcom world because, you know, you hear about like, well, every member of Friends makes $20 million a year today.
Mm-hmm.
Show went off the air 13 years ago or whatever it is. He has a net worth of $45 million. All right. Now, what's a bigger punishment to Michael Richards? Him cutting a check for $1 million or his reputation being destroyed?
Right.
When he dies, the first thing on the wiki page is going to be him in this outburst. How can you even put a price on that?
Right.
Drew, if you were given a choice, you had $45 million, and now I'm going to knock you down to $44 million, but this shall all go away. How fast would you run for that checkbook?
Yep.
Okay, so the real punishment is the tarnishing of the reputation.
Yep.
It's being a pariah.
Right. It's more than tarnishing. This is outcast.
Yeah. Right. Unemployable, essentially, for the rest of this. Going from beloved sitcom character, not going from traffic cop, going from beloved sitcom character to unemployable.
Have you ever tried to figure out what was going through his head? That I was just not – what was that?
I have no idea.
It's so bizarre.
But that, I would argue, whether – look, if you took Frank Sinatra in – 1967, and he was driving drunk and ran over a busboy who was riding his bike home on, you know, Poughkeepsie. You don't think that guy'd want to cut a check for $250,000 and hand it to the family, never go to jail and never go to the trial and never go? Of course he would.
Yeah, yeah.
It's here's a check.
Right.
I'm rich. Keep me out of this. Michael Richards would love to cut a check and have all this go away. Those Gloria Allred's take on it was, how's he being punished? And my answer was perfect. We're talking about him. That's when did reputation not become anything? It's a scary thing. That's all about a net worth and not your reputation, your handshake, your bond. I said good day. All right.
I'll say true car. Every car has stories, and you can't really put a price on stories, but you can put a price on your car. That's what True Car can do, a true price and true cash offer. So what you do, you can find out your car's worth when it's time to sell it or trade it in. You just go to TrueCar, enter the plate number. Your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions. And when you're finished, you get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. If you're trading in, you can also check out TrueCar to learn about the car you want to trade in for. Get that true price locked in, including fees and accessories. And when you lock in that price, it's for an actual vehicle on a True Car Certified dealer's lot. And those True Car Certified dealers set those prices competitively because they know you're out there shopping. And when you're ready to buy new or used cars, don't forget used cars as well, at True Car. And when you're ready for a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car for that True Cash offer. But True Cash offer is not available in all areas, but I bet you're not in one of those areas.
There you go. Tonight, Connecticut, Foxwoods Casino. Come on by and say hi. We will be doing some stand-up there tomorrow night. Boston, Wilbur Theater. Say hi. Sign some autographs. Take some pictures afterward. And you go to amcurl.com for all of the stuff you're looking for. Not Taco Bell material. Stand-up special is going to be out soon. February 27th, that is. And all the details at mcarolla.com/events. Drew?
Go to drdrew.com. It's all there.
Check out Rob has a podcast on Podcast One as well. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew. Say it. Mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money.